AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Ketanji Brown Jackson makes history as the first black woman confirmed as a U.S. Supreme Court justice by the Senate. Three Republicans joined 50 Democrats in voting for Jackson. Cheers in the Senate chamber after the vote. Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin, on Republican Susan Collins, Mitt Romney, and Lisa Murkowski, who backed Jackson.
I respect them so much. I held out the hope that at the last minute, several others would join them and realize that they wanted to be on the right side of history at this moment.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer files suit to recognize a right to abortion under the state constitution, seeking to overturn the state's 176-year-old ban on the procedure, which could go back into effect if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. Hundreds of Israeli police officers and Army Special Forces troops are searching the neighborhoods of central Tel Aviv after gunmen opened fire on people in a crowded bar, killing two, wounding several others. Paramedic Israel Weingarten treated several victims.
Our crew just came to the area and found a few people that just was shooting. We started help to try to save their life.
Tensions have been high after a series of attacks by Palestinian assailants, which killed 11 people just ahead of Ramadan, which began last week. Remember the Ever Given, the huge container ship stuck in the Suez Canal last March? Its sister ship, the Ever Forward, hasn't been going forward or backward or anywhere after getting stuck in some 24 feet of mud in the Chesapeake Bay after leaving the port of Baltimore March 13th of this year. Several efforts have been made to dredge and unground the huge container ship. Now the plan is to take a number of the containers off the ship to lighten the load and refloat it. This is AP News. A New Orleans Federal Appeals Court panel okays President Biden's vaccine mandate for federal workers.
A federal appeals court has upheld President Joe Biden's requirement for all federal employees to be vaccinated against COVID-19. In a 2-1 ruling, a panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans reversed a lower court and ordered dismissal of a lawsuit challenging the mandate. U.S. District Judge Jeffrey Brown, a Trump appointee to the District Court for the Southern District of Texas, had issued a nationwide injunction against the mandate in January. The Biden administration had argued the Constitution gives the president, as head of the federal workforce, authority to require that employees be vaccinated. I'm Mike Gracia.
Stocks recovered from an early slide and closed with modest gains today on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 19 points, the Dow was up 87, and the NASDAQ gained about 8.5 points. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.